Just about all of the discussion this year on the borough's budget for the fiscal year that starts up in July has been over the $1.96 million in the community services portion of the borough's general fund. Most of that money goes to the school district, but some also goes to fund KFSK, Petersburg Mental Health, Mountain View Manor Food Service, and the Clawson Museum. This year, the Assembly is also considering a new request from Working Against Violence for Everyone, or WAVE. That organization asked for $46,000, and the Assembly came up with a plan to fund $25,000 of that request. Here's Director Annette Wooten.
We greatly appreciate you guys even considering us for funding. If we were to get $25,000, it still does leave a gap, which means we need to make changes. Likely that would mean either we have to find another funding source or we have to cut my position.
WAVE has sought the borough funding this year because the organization's state grant money runs out at the end of June. The group is hoping to hear about a federal grant application by September. The Assembly also heard words of caution about big question marks in the borough's spending plan for the upcoming year. Chamber Director and former Assembly Member John Haverlick referred to several bills pending in the legislature that would increase the share that municipalities, school districts, and the hospital would have to pay into employee retirement systems.
And I'm just worried that we may not be fully prepared, because a lot of people, Alaska for the last 30 years has been a handout state, and we're going to have to do a 180 paradigm switch, which no one's going to be comfortable with, where instead of getting money, we're going to have to be giving a lot of money.
The legislature was planning to take testimony on those bills this week, along with a proposed cut to municipal revenue sharing. However, those public input sessions were canceled. The Alaska Dispatch News reported Monday those bills have been put on hold because legislators may have learned they may not be needed this year. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht explained the proposals would have a combined impact of around $2 million for the borough, school district, and hospital.
We have not taken that into account in our current budget other than the community revenue sharing. We really recommend that we don't. There's no reason to go change things that we don't know what's going to happen. I think it's going to be one of those years that they're probably, the Senate and the House are probably going to have to do an extended session. If in fact more cuts come our way, we would come up with answers to that, bring it back to the Assembly, and do a supplemental budget.
Mayor Mark Jensen agreed the borough would likely have to revisit its spending plan after the legislative session.
Depending on what the state does, I can see a supplemental approach coming down the road, and how we would address that, I guess we'll know when we see what they do.
See how much. Yeah. I mean, that's the problem. We don't, you know, I don't want to overreact and cut services or you know, stuff in the community and then find out, oops, we didn't have to, or we cut too far.
That's Manager Giesbrecht responding. Meanwhile, Assemblymember Eric Castro wanted to find a way to fully fund the request from WAVE.
The growth in use, you know, from these previous 2 years and, you know, and having 11 as of, you know, late January, it just seems that the community is becoming really aware of how valuable of a service it is. And I see it as it'd be a loss to the community if we lost a full-time director and the ability for the citizens of the community to be able to have like an outreach, you know, at hand, a full-time advocate.
Cindy Lagadakis, attending by phone, sounded a note of caution for the community service organizations.
The only thing I think folks are really going to have to do in the next year, and not just WAVE and not just mental health, but all of our nonprofits, is look for ways to collaborate and maybe change their missions a little bit, because the money is just not going to be there to be able to support all of the things that we've had in Petersburg up until now.
Mental Health this spring agreed to take $10,000 less than originally requested in order to help the borough fund WAVE. Also, KFSK asked for an additional $11,000 this year because of funding cuts from the state. Giesbrecht noted that the borough's budget is currently balanced with a $90,000 contingency in the general fund and a surplus of around $23,000. Spending in the general fund would be $9.6 million, and that same amount of revenue would be coming in from local property and sales taxes and other sources. The manager explained that the Assembly is not setting anything in stone by approving a budget. Finance Director Jody Tao agreed and said organizations might not be able to count on the funding levels set in this budget.
So just for the community services out there, just because your budget gets approved in the third reading doesn't mean necessarily that's still going to happen. Yeah, there could be a supplemental that changes it in July or August.
The Assembly didn't make any changes to the budget and kept the WAVE funding at $25,000 for now. The Assembly passed that budget in second reading by a 6-0 vote, with Jay Stanton Greger not at the meeting. It'll take one more reading in early May to approve this version of the budget. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.